Yours and or Mine, written by Demotu, read by Ashes and Ghost. So, here's the thing. It turns out when you end up in somebody else's body, the best way to make sure you get back to your own body and don't start an awful 15-stage swap sequence that takes 6 weeks to fully resolve, and it sounded like Siebes was relating this from experience, but Patrick really didn't want to know, is to not move from each other's sight and hope for the retransfer to trigger itself naturally within 48 hours. Here's the other thing. Patrick is barely 19 years old and really, really is not used to not jerking off at least twice a day. The other thing is, Johnny's dick is weird, but somehow looking down at it while trying to piss is turning him on. Let's be real though, most things dick or boob or ass related turn Patrick on. See the first other thing. Taser, Patrick says through the cracked open door of the washroom. Johnny's kind of hovering at the foot of the bed. He'd held off from actually following Patrick into the bathroom like the last couple of times, but had fretted in a very Johnny-like way about slowing the retransfer until Patrick had loudly announced that he needed to take a shit. A lie, but whatever. Sometimes his bladder gets shy. It's a thing. What? Johnny says, wrenching the door open. He frowns deeply when he sees that Patrick's just standing there holding his, technically Johnny's, dick. What? Patrick says, looking down at the his, fuck it, it's his for now, erection. It's just, can I do something about this? He waves a hand at his dick where it's jutting out of his fly. I can't piss like this. He's kind of expecting Johnny to go red, get angry, or get horribly embarrassed. Probably all three. But Johnny surprises him by just rolling his eyes, crossing his arms over his chest, and saying, "Do you even know what to do with it?" "What the hell, man?" Patrick says. "It's a dick. You jerk it. Voila." "Yeah, but it's not your dick," Johnny says, stepping more fully into the bathroom. He's wearing a t-shirt, unusually for him, but otherwise is just in Patrick's boxers. He's not, as far as Patrick can tell, hard or anything, which makes it even weirder when he steps up behind Patrick and grabs onto his dick. Patrick says, freezing in place. "If you want me to not," Johnny starts, but Patrick shakes his head rapidly. No, go ahead," Patrick says, waving a hand imperiously at his boner. Orgasms are orgasms, and always better when it's somebody else's hand on your own dick, if that can even begin to describe the situation. It's weird, staring in the mirror and looking into dark eyes that are his, but not. He's taller than Johnny now, enough that he can't see Johnny's face behind his shoulder until he steps sideways a little and leans against his back, getting a better view of his hand on Pat's dick. Which, okay, it's weird with all the foreskin covering it up, but when Johnny slides it gently over the head with two fingers and his thumb, Patrick's hips stutter forward and he lets out a small, "Oh." "Hold still," Johnny mutters, wrapping his free hand around Patrick's hip and holding tight. Patrick doesn't, because he cannot for the life of him stop from pushing forward into Johnny's hand while he works him over, completely unlike anything Patrick's ever done to himself. Patrick's cut likes a lot of lube and even more pressure, but Johnny just lets his foreskin slide loose around the head, fingers moving in short, rapid strokes with barely any pressure, until Patrick's panting with it, and then slides everything back to bare the sticky head. "Ugh," Patrick moans, falling back against Johnny when he slides his thumb ever so lightly across the slit and slicks up his fingertip before sliding it under the foreskin to rub in circles. It feels really fucking good, is as much as Patrick's brain is giving him right now. "Holy shit." Johnny grunts and rocks against Patrick's hip, and yet now he's hard, which objectively is maybe kind of weird because he's basically watching himself get off, but it's also super hot, especially because he's kind of biting at Patrick's bare shoulder. The head of Johnny's, now Patrick's, dick is really fucking sensitive, and just these small sliding touches are shivery intense. After a couple of minutes of Johnny pushing down and playing around, sliding under the flared head and back up across the tip, Patrick's about ready to push his hand away and just jerk it until he gets off, but Johnny stops the teasing and slides his foreskin back up, all the way up, until the head of Patrick's dick is encased. When Johnny pinches it shut, rolling the foreskin a little between his fingertips, Patrick swears, "Fuck, fuck!" "Yeah, hold on," Johnny says, voice low and rough, and Patrick's, but somehow still so, so hot. He slides back in behind Patrick, plastering himself against his back so he can reach around with his left hand and use that one to hold Patrick closed. With his right, he wraps his thumb and index finger around the swollen head, his other fingers trailing loosely down Patrick's dick, and starts a light, quick rub back and forth, part friction and part tight, sliding foreskin. "Oh, God," Patrick says breathily, widening his stance and feeling the tingling, tightening build of an orgasm down his spine. "That's... holy fuck!" "Do it. Come on," Johnny says behind him, rising up and pushing his dick into Patrick's ass. "Come on, come on!" Patrick does, and the pleasure of it is so new it's almost blinding, hands clenching tight where he's holding them out of the way as it pulses through him, filling, God, filling up the pinched closed foreskin. The slickness of it when Johnny lets go and slides his fingers inside across the head is too much and insane, and Patrick shouts before his legs buckle and he has to catch himself against the counter. Johnny steps back and lets go, cheeks flushed pink, but looking smugly self-satisfied nonetheless. As if getting your own dick to shoot is any accomplishment. "How do you feel about sucking dick?" Patrick asks when he gets his voice back. "I think I already took care of you," Johnny says, a little pissy sounding, and looking like a tool with his arms crossed and dick stretching out his boxers. "Yeah, but it's your mouth," Patrick says with a grin. "I thought it'd be polite to ask if you minded." Johnny, it turns out, doesn't mind at all. The end. Thank you for listening.